Robert, thank you, and thank you very much for the opportunity. My name is Ash. I'm a PhD student with Dr. Anchang Shi at McMaster University in Hamilton. And today I'd like to talk about my work on the emergence of hierarchical morphologies in binary blends of diablock copolymers. This is a work that was done in collaboration with Dr. Weiqing Xu from Peking University in China. Now, as you may guess from the name of the talk, we're interested in pattern formation. And pattern formation, as you know, exists at many length scales in nature. For example, from millimeters and centimeters in systems like ferrofluids to microns and nanometers in systems like colloids and polymers. In our group, we're interested in pattern formation in polymers. Now, self-assembly in block copolymers has been known for many decades. And in fact, it is this particular property of block copolymers that has led to many advances in technology and industry. So you can imagine that understanding the underlying mechanism for pattern formation is crucial for advancing the applications of block copolymers. In our group, we're interested in a very simple question, and that is, what is the relationship between simple structures formed in systems like diablock copolymers and those formed in more elaborate architectures like star block copolymer or tri-block copolymers? In other words, what is the mechanism underlying the formation of hierarchical morphologies? And a natural place to start for investigating such a question is by investigating a system of two diablock copolymers. So for simplicity, let's call them AB and CD. To calculate observables like the phase behavior of the system, we use self-consistent field theory. So we can calculate the phase diagram in, let's say, F, which is the fraction of A and C, with respect to chi BD, which is the repulsive interaction between the B and D. And what we can see here is that the phase diagram can be divided into three different regions. At low chi BD values, we expect the phase behavior to be similar to that of neat diablock copolymers, as shown here. At large chi BD values, or strong repulsive interactions, we expect macrophase separation of the AB and CD domains into macroscopically phase-separated domains. It is at this intermediate region, where the chi BD is not too strong, that we expect the formation of hierarchical morphologies, or secondary structures. And to investigate this, we use pseudospectral self-consistent field theory, which is a real space analysis. And the challenge here is to actually predict the type of morphologies that lower the free energy resulting in the formation of stable secondary structures. So here we have the free energy with respect to chi BD, and we can see that at low chi values, at weak repulsive interactions, we see phases that are similar to that of diablock copolymers. As we increase chi, something interesting happens. There is a reduction in the free energy and a local phase separation of the BD domains, shown here in green and yellow, as you can see. And by analyzing this for different structures or different phases, what we find out is that there is a common pathway for lowering the free energy. So we can see that as we increase chi BD or increase the repulsive interactions, there's initially modulations of BD forming in the domains where B and D were initially mixed, forming these modulated states shown here. And as we increase chi BD even further to larger repulsive interactions, the B and D separate into alternating domains, resulting in these structures. And of course, as we further increase chi BD, there is macrophase separation. So with this knowledge, we can now revisit the original phase diagram. And what we can do here is we can recalculate the phases. And what we find out here is that in this region, there's a family of hierarchical morphologies that exist. So of course, one can compare this with experiments, and you can see here from the experiments done by Asari and co-workers in 2005, so these beautiful structures are seen for systems of two diablock copolymers with similar parameters. And they are very similar to the phases predicted by our model. So this is very exciting because now we can actually communicate with experimentalists and perhaps find new structures with phases with new properties. With this, I'd like to thank all my collaborators and the resources, especially SharkNet, and thank you all for listening.
Ash, any questions for Ash? No question, we'll move on.